Hi, I'm Dr. Ren Horowitz. This is Mission Possible, filling in for Reverend Roxy Hampton. We've been having some technical difficulties, so we're sorry for the late start. I'm actually holding the line for Don Nikoloff, who's the actual premier host of this fill-in for Reverend Roxy Hour. Mission Possible has been focusing on largely the petrochemical industrial genocide. It's been ongoing under the guises of national security and public health. Reverend Roxy Hampton's been an astute follower of American history and has researched more than any minister that I know into the real depths, I mean the total depths of the darkness. You know, we've done that in our lives because essentially you can't achieve optimal maximum light without going through the depths of the darkness, and it's always darkest before the dawn, and this is the dawn. This is the dawning of the new millennium. In 2008, we're going to set the record straight. We are setting the record straight, and the Creator is in hyperdrive in the spiritual renaissance, blessing us with revelations that can and will set humanity free. So the Mission Possible Hour is typically brought to you by Reverend Roxy Hampton, Raising Cane Ministries. Don Nikoloff, filling in, has a wonderful show on virtually five nights of the week on bbsradio.com. Again, we're thankfully coming to you via BBS Airways. Don, as friend Don Newsom tonight is taking over for Seth in engineering, and that's partly why we've been having difficulty getting Don on the line. But the bbsradio.com is an awesome place to get information that you can't find anywhere else, and it would behoove you to spend $2 a month to get into the membership of BBS Radio to get the archives. The archives are filled with wonderful programming. The Insight Hour is what I do every Tuesday night. That's one program. There's some excellent, excellent material on the archive site, and we've gone over some wonderful things from love, the real Da Vinci Code, to the way in which we're going to sing our way into heaven on earth. And that's the concert for the 144,000. That is a blessed concert. The date for that concert is actually online. It's June the 19th to the 21st. A year from this June, 19th to the 21st, that's 2009, is the concert for the Living Waters in nine venues internationally. So go online, check it out, read all about it, and become a part of it. Actually, it is your prayers that we want. We want your voices. We want you to raise our voices with ours. We already have an online temple, and the website online for all of this is www.live.com. H2O.org, live, water, liveh2o.org will get you in, and it'll be a memorable event, a prayerful event, and a spirit-filled event for everybody worldwide. Check it out. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. I do the program on Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock, same time on Tuesday nights, called the Insight Hour. You might have heard of my work. I have done a number of books, 16 to be exact. I have three national bestsellers. The main book that's heralded internationally, really, to expose the petrochemical pharmaceutical industrialists and genocide is Emerging Viruses. It's titled Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional. And it's a book about the man-made origin of AIDS and the tainted vaccinations that's bringing depopulation through the guise of public health. Vaccinations are the number one genocidal weapons. In case you haven't heard that before, you're hearing it now, and in case you have no ears to hear it, then turn the radio off, because you're going to get truth here. It may not be savory for you, but the reality is we're saving lives, whether you like it or not. We've got the Creator behind us, and the Creator wants some lives saved. So many of us are like singing to the choir. Many of you out there are the choir, and we're asking the choir to raise their voices. This entire conspiracy of silence has got to end. It is the truth heralded that can awaken humanity to the great news, the modern gospel, which all these revelations that we talk about are. There's ways around the menacing vaccinations and the hideously intoxicating antibiotics. Go to a website called OxySilver.com and stay tuned to that website. There is some breaking news happening this week on OxySilver.com, a revolution. I would say evolutionary. That word, though, revolutionary, is interesting. I had some revelations about revolution, and revolution is revolving. It implies a circle, like the perfect circle of sound. And that's what we are heralding, to bring the music of the Creator, the perfect circle of sound, 9 core Creator frequencies to set humanity free in this concert for the living waters. And so this is the kind of issue that we get into in the Insight Hour on Tuesday nights on BBS Radio. And you can get engaged on bbsradio.com. And Reverend Roxy Hampton and I have done numerous programs in the past. She's been a co-host with me on the Insight Hour, and she has been recovering from a back injury and also on an extended vacation and research travel into the Far East. So when she returns next Sunday night on Mission Possible, I'm sure we'll hear from her and hear some of her revelations that she's had on the way, and I'm sure that it'll be a delightful evening. So tune in next Sunday night on Mission Possible. I'm still waiting. I'm wondering whether we can get...
No, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to bring Don on the regular phone line.
Oh, okay. Sounds
all right,
good.
Folks.
You want me to hold on, Don?
Yeah. And folks, okay. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Wesley Snipes, and when I'm divinely inspired and spiritually motivated, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell in the Health and Sciences Show on bbsradio.com. Tune in or be tuned out.
Stream Guys. Stream Guys is a leading provider of quality streaming media services. Whether you're an independent broadcaster or a large corporation, Stream Guys is your best choice for managed live or on-demand video or audio streaming, dedicated server products, turnkey subscription services, podcasting, and much, much more. Stream Guys. Affordable, reliable, scalable. Since 2000, Stream Guys has been providing quality streaming media services for the smartest businesses on the internet. StreamGuys.com.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Mission Possible radio show here on bbsradio.com. This is your host tonight, Don Nikoloff. I'm actually co-hosting with my good friend, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and we are both substituting for the regular host, Reverend Roxy Hampton, a researcher bar none, and also a woman of God. She is thorough in her research on what is going on around the planet. She is away this final week, and she'll be back next week. We want to encourage you to listen in, and as well as tonight. And we had some technical difficulties, so we are back now. Hopefully, Dr. Horowitz is with us, and he can hear me.
Hi there. I can hear you, Don.
Okay. I got to hear you. I don't know what went over the air, but I got to hear you twice. It was interesting.
Well, you know, I guess it's better twice than once, right?
Yes. And it was always 17 seconds past each word, you know, that I would hear you again. So,
well, that's an 8. 1 in 7. That's an 8. That's a good number.
Yes, it is.
Creator's number.
How are you this evening?
I'm always blessed, and I'm getting more blessed, and we've been blessed. I know you've had a wonderful couple days. So have I. What's news? What do you want to share with the audience?
Well, there's a lot of things. First of all, Reverend Roxy asked us to mention the fact that April 22nd is Earth Day, and that's the day when all the folks get out and basically protest in a very peaceful way and voice their concerns about all the things that are not right with this world. We have to trust that the powers that be are going to listen to us, and of course, we know that we're living in different times today than when Earth Day started back around 1970. Things have changed quite a bit, but the concerns are still there across the board. That is one thing she wanted us to discuss a little bit. Of course, we're following the developments of the presidential campaign, and there's going to be a lot of news coming out in the coming weeks. I can guarantee you that. Yes, I heard a little preview of it. A little bird flew in my ear today and just chirped a little. Yeah, I'm not going to give away the news just yet, but it should first edition of the Idaho Observer this month will be handling part one of the story of the Three Stooges. And the Three Stooges Go to Washington is the name of the piece. And it's rather revealing what has been uncovered.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. That's awesome. You know, that's funny that you would be having a press release withheld. I know that's not typically not like you, and likewise myself. And I've got one, too. I can't share it too much. It has something to do with OxySilver.
Uh-huh.
Again, I mentioned OxySilver.com. We've got some wonderful, wonderful news to share about that, and we'll be doing that over the next, I would say, week.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have it available for Tuesday's Insight Hour, but in case not, we'll do it, I'm sure, next week.
Well, we can always have you on Evident Footprints, too, if it's an important enough message. You know, I've got an open date the last week of this month. You know, I can have you back on again.
Wonderful. Well, we'll do it, I'm sure.
Okay. I'm anxious to hear your news as well. I can tell you that I can share this with you, that yesterday I had just the most incredible day of research in my life. And I can tell you that I was tapped into some higher consciousness that led me to find needles in the haystack. And I'd say the haystack went from the earth to the moon.
You know, did you notice that the Creator had a major hand in guiding that?
Oh, absolutely. Before I even began, and every day when I begin my work, the first thing I do is ask for His blessing, ask for His wisdom, ask for His spiritual sight, and of course, I ask Him to open mine and to open my heart to see what these things mean and figure out a way to present it to the public. What I have uncovered is phenomenal.
It's great.
It's mind-blowing.
You know, it's a wonderful way to start the day, too, is giving thanks, giving it up to the Creator. You know, Reverend Roxy always wants us to do that. And, you know, let's just do that right now. Heavenly Creator, we praise You for Your glorious blessings. Thanks for blessing all of us during this evolutionary time in history where our spirits are being brought up. It's a virtual rapture. We're coming in contact with You. This is divine human communion for the masses who have ears to hear this kind of truth and Your magnificent voice, Your magnificent orchestra. You are the universal conductor, and You are the master composer, and You sing us into heaven at every single glorious moment. We thank You for making us Your music, making us in our music, making Your water sing the songs of divinity to humanity, and we praise You for all of the wonderful things that are taking place right now. You've got the Three Stooges going to Washington, as Don mentioned, and their issues are going to be coming out because this is the time of revelation. This is Your time where You told us in the Bible that all the greatest truths will be known, the end times. And so it's appropriate that You bless Don Nikoloff and other researchers, investigators, in uncovering the sad but real and important truths that shall set humanity free from the deceptions and the coercions and the enslavements. And we thank You for Your blessings of guidance and discernment so that we can see the truth through the forest and trees of deception. And so we praise You for that. We praise You for bringing to us everything that we need, from the revelations to the resources, human and otherwise, that we need to take our next step in Your glorious service for Your great people. So with that, I say we thank You again. In Yasha's name, I praise You, and in Your name I trust. Amen.
Amen. What a wonderful prayer.
Yeah. Love prayer. Love prayer.
Well, you know, it's proven itself time and time again to be a worthwhile method for us to address our Creator and to talk to Him and to open our hearts and to discover new things.
Personally, I would prefer to be spending my time just in pure creativity.
Yeah, you're a musician.
Yes.
What are you doing doing a talk show? You should be playing for us right now.
Well, there have been some shows where I've actually played, and I got my keyboard right here. By the way, last week, when you heard some music at the end of your show, that was me trying to give Seth a stereo signal so he could adjust the sound.
How nice. Have you been able to readjust your synthesizer to a 417 or a 528?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yes.
How did you do that?
Well, I have perfect pitch, for one thing. And when I hear 528, I just resonate with it. And I go back and check it.
How can you can you change the pitch on your synthesizer?
Yes, I can.
How do you do that?
Well, very carefully. No, I can read frequencies, number one, so I can just tune it to the frequency that I want it at. I have actually two keyboards that do that, a Kurzweil and a Yamaha.
And so do you have a digital readout of the frequency that you're tuning to?
Yes, I do.
On the keyboard itself?
Yes.
How wonderful. What a divine blessing that is.
It's absolutely fantastic. And I have thousands and thousands of sounds to select from, too.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? You know, folks, the reason why I'm asking Don these questions is because we started a record label, TetrahedronRecords.com. You can go see what we're doing with Scott Huckabee, who's retuned his guitar to the 528 love frequency. That's 528 hertz. Cycles per second is actually the love frequency. It's the most powerful creative frequency in the entire universe. It is the center of the matrix. I'm sure everything goes in a circle, and of course you're in three dimensions, but the bottom line is that the 528 is the third note of the original six musical scale. Six notes. So that's the center of the original solfeggio. And if you can tune to that, then you can, what you're doing really is tuning into the creator's voice.
Yes.
So that's what this is about. And the problem, the principal problem, yeah, we've got mental problems, and yeah, we've got drug problems, and pollution problems, and all these other problems. And we've got leaders that are followers of the global cartel that are the international banksters that are doing us in. And yeah, we've got those problems. But the reality is the biggest problem of all is that we have stopped listening to the Creator's music. The reason why we've done that is because the Roman Catholic Church that was largely directed in earliest times by certain Jewish families, so that there's this whole conspiracy background of what's really taking place in organized religion today. But the reality is that they changed the musical scale so that what you're listening to, regardless of whether you're listening to classical music or new age music or rock and roll or some of the newer, what they call music that is not, that's in 440 hertz frequency. Now, I can tell you this. If you were Satan, you couldn't have done a better job changing the frequency, because that 440 frequency is the farthest possible place that you could get away from one of the Creator's tones. So, in other words, if you go 417, that is the real A note. In the original musical scale, the Creator's music, the B note, of course, there's A sharp, which is B flat. The B note is about twice the difference between 417, 440. So you're really talking about a precise manipulation, mathematically, numerologically, to take you out of frequency resonance with the clear channel, with the major broadcasting station of the universe. That's the Creator's heavenly throne. And the channel transmits the voice of the Creator. And at the center of that beautiful, magnificent harmony is this 528 symphony, this hertz frequency of love. And it said that, of course, you know, love hurts. Well, it's just the opposite. These are positive love hurts. And it's totally uplifting, and it's dramatically, spiritually blessing when you start listening to the Creator's music. Opens your heart, instills faith and trust, increases miracle flow. And so if you're engaged in purifying yourself and it perfecting yourself and mastering the parts of you that are not holy, that are not reflective of the most divine source, that is the best way for you to go, despite, you know, again, regardless of whether you've done all of the workshops and all the training programs and done a tremendous amount of self-analysis, the best, fastest, easiest way to get totally in the flow of the divinity is to listen to his harmony and musicology over the Clear Channel, which is the musical mathematical matrix that you can tune into when you're doing what Don's doing. You tune your guitars, you tune your synthesizers, you tune everything to what nature's listening to and what nature's vibrating to. The 528 hertz frequency is the center of it. To give you some technical background on what I'm talking about, and Don and I have discussed this. Don, just jump in if you've got any comments.
Well, I'm digging what you're saying. Go ahead.
The 528 hertz frequency, love, is the center of the entire electromagnetic color spectrum. What does that mean? It's the center of the rainbow. At the center of the rainbow is the color green. This is a greenish yellow. It is a 528 hertz frequency in the green, which is reflective of your heart chakra, of
Amen.
Course.
That's right.
The love center.
If I can interject something.
Go right ahead.
Since I was a boy, I saw auras, and I still see them. And I never understood why I saw them. And when I started with the trumpet, that was my first instrument. Of course, when I would play the trumpet and close my eyes, I would begin to see colors. And as I changed the note, the colors I see would move to that note.
Oh, it's not beautiful.
If I played arpeggios, changing keys and stuff, doing tonguing exercises or what we call in trumpet lip exercises to develop flexibility, I would literally create chords. I would play them so fast, you know, it's like I would triple tongue, or double tongue, and I would get fluctuations of these colors. And I would see colors of the rainbow.
Mm.
That's how advanced it was. As I got older, and in fact, this was around 1988, 89, I began to see the colors in anything I listened to. If I listened to classical music or listened to some good jazz or gospel music or any kind of music well produced, I could see the colors in the music. And something wasn't right about many of the colors I heard. And I began to tune my trumpet a bit sharp. I began to move, for instance, you were talking about the B, or the range of the C. In fact, you can tune the C very easily to 528, as you well know, by going down two octaves below. Technically, it's about a 10% difference in pitch. If you can raise, if you have a way to measure the frequency you're playing, you can raise any note in the scale 10% and hit all the perfect circle frequencies.
You know, that's an interesting thing because 10% is not that much, right?
No, it's not.
It's a small percentage. And I noticed that when I tune down a half a note off of 440, I'm real close to the real... a half step down is very close to A417.
Yes.
But it's not quite.
No, that's true. It's not quite there. Now, when you go from one octave to the next, let's say you were mentioning B. B normally is 500 hertz. The test tone that they use on a television in the old days when you would see the color bars come up on the TV or the peacock, and you would hear that high pitch. That was a B. It was a high B at 1,000 hertz. So if you double the 528, it will raise the pitch slightly above that. an octave higher would be 1,056 hertz. So you could technically tune to any other note just by doubling the frequency. And as you go an octave below, then you would divide the frequency by two. What happens with the harmonics when you use that intonation is you get pure harmonics. Let's say if I play a middle C and the G, a perfect fifth above that, it will create a third. You will hear the fifth and the root and the fifth, and the third will appear an octave higher or a tenth higher. So even how the universe was created, those distances will create harmony just out of the perfection of the intonation. So when you tune to 528 or 417 or any of the other frequencies, you will notice that the harmonics tend to sound pure. They don't distort and waver the eardrum in the same way.
Yeah, folks, Don, let me just interject something and then continue, please.
Yeah.
Folks, what we're talking about is like the difference in your body. Imagine your body was a radio receiver and you were tuning into a clear channel, and as you got farther away from that channel, it starts to get staticky. And the static is annoying, and if you continue listening to it, it actually makes you sick. That's what we're talking about here. When Don talks about where the harmonics are so crisp and clear and clean, it's when you're directly in touch with the Creator's voice with one of those nine frequencies in the perfect circle of sound, because those are the core creative frequencies, and you're a creation like everything else in nature. And so to tune into that and to play music, in essence, it is the best of divine human communion. It is your communing in the Word. That's the real Word. Before there was the Bible, there was the sounds of the Creator's voice, the words that were spoken into the waters to create. That's what we're talking about. So if you want to recreate yourself, because you are the music, you're a precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of these divine frequency vibrations. So you want to recreate yourself instantly. You want to heal instantly. All you have to do is have full faith and trust in this truth that I'm telling you, that we are the music. Just tune into the Creator's music. Just tune into this. Readjust your strings, your synthesizers, your voices, and sing praises for the fact that we are in the divine family. We are healthy and whole and healed by nature. All this other deception and pharmaceutical derangement is crap.
If I can comment on what you just said, too, and take it a step further. The process of tuning and staying in tune while you're playing, let's say you're singing or you're playing a wind instrument or a stringed instrument where the intonation can fluctuate. Look at that word, in tone. The tone from inside. Intonation comes from within. It doesn't come from outside. And so when we are in tune or intoned, or intoning, or experiencing intonation, we are experiencing the sound as it operates properly within ourselves.
Yeah, now listen to this one. That's beautiful. Now here's the next level of that. I was on with Joyce and Dave Von Kleist the other day on Genesis,
mm-hmm,
with Joyce Riley. And Dave, the musician who's just, you know, beginning to get engaged in this discussion, gets this aha while we're on live.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Len, he says, that's beautiful. He says, you know, there's a circle of sound that's created when you say the A-E-I-O-U, the vowels of the English language. And when you say that, you are going through the process of actually saying the Creator's name. So it's I-O-I-O.
true.
You know, so this is part of this revelation that I got over the last several days. It's been coming more. Is this, just think about the word Revolver. The most famous album is that the Beatles ever did. Their number one award-winning album is called Revolver. And, of course, revolution, the word, has love in it. Evolve is in that word. But the word revolver, revolve, it's a circle. Everything is a circle. So is human life. So is the spirit. We're engaged in this circular interchange and interaction with our Creator. People fear death. That's insane.
Well, the word love is in there, too, backwards.
Right, that's exactly right. And when you look at it through a mirror, there it is,
mm-hmm.
forward. So it's a reflection. And this we're like a reflection of the Creator. To have full faith and trust in that, there is really no death in the sense that the soul lives on. You know, there's the spirit. And, you know, isn't it interesting that a gun is called a revolver
mm-hmm.
that ends a life that begins a spirit-filled existence anew,
mm-hmm.
and that this whole concept of, you know, evolution, revolution, engaging the spiritual context in which we're all created, music.
Yes. Now, to take what I was saying a step further, when we play the proper frequencies, if you could see the colors, let's say, of the human aura or the aura of a plant, or anything, if you had a way to project a light that actually represented the corresponding frequency of the sound, which is merely a lower octave, you would see that proper intonation produces a purer or a clearer form of light, and that you can alter a person's aura with the proper music. You can tune their aura. In other words, you can affect healing. A totally natural healing. The body will respond to the music.
Have you ever written a book on this, brother?
Not yet.
When are you going to do that? I want to publish it.
I've been writing the music.
Oh, how nice. How wonderful.
I've been writing the music. Now, what I noticed is that the proper harmonics also produce the proper colors. And this is found in the spheres. It's in the music of the spheres. It's in the arrangement, the mathematical formulas of how the planets and the galaxies, solar systems, nebulae are all created with the same principle at work.
Yep, we're on the same page.
When I had my NDE in 2000, I was 2 hours gone during heart surgery. And I was non-responsive, according to the doctor. They disconnected all the equipment, and I was about to go into a freezer, and I woke up.
Wow, what a blessing.
And I had been in heaven reading the Universal Book of Music.
Oh, isn't that delightful?
And I came back with all that knowledge, although it was a refresher course. I had seen it before.
Yeah. Oh, that's because that's where our source are. We come from there.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great.
So this is not crazy science either. I've talked
not at all. Totally, it makes so much sense when you put all the pieces together. It is the picture.
Yes. and with that came the vision of an invention, which I won't go into in too much detail other than to say it changes sound into light. And you can take a whole stadium full of people and play music and transduce it into light.
Are you going to produce this for the 9 venues for the Concerts for the Living Waters?
I would love to. At least the music. The music itself is very powerful.
All right. Do we have a commitment from you to do that?
I will do that if we can make arrangements for me to get there and get my equipment there.
No, well, making arrangements. The arrangements are made in heaven. They're already made. That's wonderful. The Creator's got a big smile on his face listening to you.
It's I have been talking to you about this, that this is... I have been working on this steady, recording the music since 1990. I've been recording it.
In these frequencies, in the perfect circle of sound?
Yes.
Oh, what a delight.
Yes. And then when I saw your work, I was drawn to your work right away because I said, someone else has it.
Yay.
And I contacted you right away, if you remember that.
Yeah.
I'll let you know. And you did get to hear a couple of pieces.
Yeah, we've got to produce an album, brother.
And
the world needs this music for healing.
Yes.
This is the time.
Yes, it's powerful. And I know that I've been given this gift for that purpose. It's not about me. I'm just the messenger, and I'm basically just transducing the message.
I got you, that's for sure.
That's all it is. A lot of it's heart inspired. You were talking about the colors like the heart center, for instance. There are several frequencies that we can apply to causing the heart center to be open and to be healthy and to be receptive to more of this energy, because much of it is unseen. You know, when you think about how music makes a person feel good, or music can be used to make people go to war, or it celebrates birth, it celebrates death, and everything in between, there is higher knowledge. Much of it has been hidden from us, and what we're doing is we're revealing to the masses that there is a truth that has been hidden from us. These things are in many ancient books, probably in the ancient Sumerian tablets. As well, there are methods to achieve what you're now doing, Dr. Horowitz, and what Mike Huckabee is doing, and myself and others who have spent a large part of their career focusing on this. This is truth being revealed in light and love and in sound. It's all one. And it brings us back to that point, that we're all one. And that's what we're remembering. So I affirm what you're saying.
Lots of wisdom in what you're saying. Absolutely beautiful.
And I confirm it. Well, yes, I would love to be a part of it.
Well, we all are. You know, I think we're all a part of it, and I'm just encouraging everyone to be considering not just praying for us and praying for the planet in this way, but actually start to realize that you have a voice. Even though you might think that you don't have a good voice, sing to yourself in the shower. You know, praise the Creator with all your open heart and might. Praise the Creator that gives you the voice to sing a new song, in not just your own life, but for the entire planet, and raise your voice in these particular frequencies. I'm doing that right now. We're starting the Love Code Musical Healing Celebration. Let me give a commercial while I'm at it here.
Sure.
The Love Code Musical, the Love Code Seminar, Musical Healing Celebrations, there's four of them. You can go online right now to my schedule of these events is at drlenhorowitz.com. That's www.drlenhorowitz.com. And if you click on my speaking schedule, you'll get to that, and you'll see that on the 24th of May, we're in Portland area, very close to Portland, in Vancouver, Washington, at the Red Lion Hotel on the Quay, or the Key, I guess that's how they call it there, spelled Q-U-E-Y. And full day and night with Scott Huckabee performing Live Love in 528, the concert, in his beautiful, there's an album called Live Love in 528. I'll tell you where to get that in a couple minutes. The event just before that one is in May 17th. That's going to be in Toronto, Canada. I've got four Western Canada events in May also, like many Love Code seminars, and that you go online to drlenhorowitz.com, get that information. And then also there's one in Orlando, Florida, as well as one in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is April 1st. That's a Sunday. And the 8th, a week from Sunday, that's June 1st, June 8th, then I'm in Orlando. So we're doing what Don and I are talking about. We're actually now laying out for you, particularly for musicians and people who want miraculous healing and want to be in touch with the best of the best in the divine revelations to support your own spiritual evolution. exponential growth in who we really are as divine, loving, capable, worthy human beings to bless and care for and share our great blessings with others for the healing of the planet and each other. So that this is the venue, the vehicle, the Love Code Seminar, Musical Healing Celebration, in which we're laying this information out. So if you're listening anywhere in the North America, there will be an event near you. It's certainly worth it to drive or fly even. We've got lots of people coming to the Portland event from the East Coast even, and it will be well worth it. It's a full-day program, all-day Saturday will be, and or Sunday we'll be going over the Love Code Musical Healing Celebration material, the perfect circle of sound, how it fits into the musical mathematical matrix of creativity and creation, and literally how it blesses us and uplifts and regulates everything from the function of our DNA to our metabolism and physiology, the structures of our cells. We'll be laying out everything so that you can see how creationism is taking place in your own body, your own being, and how you're connected intimately to the source, and that you have the capacity, like I'm saying, to raise your voice in harmony to this magnificent universal symphony, and thereby live a real life, live the optimal destiny that you're to fulfill, that is the great calling to be all that you can be spiritually, so that that you can be of service to the Creator. There's a lot of work to be done, as well as each other. The fabric that binds humanity and society together is this service mentality and activity where we serve each other in meaningful ways. And so this is what we're celebrating in the Love Code Seminar, Musical Healing Celebrations. And then if you can't make it for whatever reason, you want to get the book on it and the DVD documentary called the Love Code DVD. You can go online to healthyworldstore.com, healthyworldstore.com, or call this toll-free number. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787, and ask for Love, the Real Da Vinci Code book, the documentary, DVD, the Love Code, and or tickets for any one of these upcoming events. You can also go online and purchase your tickets. Look forward to seeing you there.
You know, Dr. Horowitz, while I was listening to your commercial, I was thinking about the frequencies in the perfect circle. You know, if you add up all the numbers, whether it's 396, 285, 417, 639, any of the frequencies, they can be divisible by 3.
That's right. They all come out to 3, 6s, and 9s.
Yes, and they all break down to 3, ultimately, or some component of 3. 3 will be in there once, twice, or 3 times.
Well, you know, that relates scripturally, too, because we're not only dealing with the Trinity. I think we've been bringing up the fact to the Christian, actually all communities, Judeo-Christian, Muslim communities, people who have evolved out of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're all really one blood. And the reality is that before there was the Trinity in time, or at least in physical space, in history, there was the triune God.
Yes.
The Word was after the water. First was the Creator and the water simultaneously. We are the water. We are the precipitation, crystallization, miraculous vibration manifesting out of the water. The spoken word then came into the water, and then we got everything. And then later on, of course, we had the understanding and the blessing of the Trinity.
Yes, even water, the water molecule, one molecule of water has 2 of hydrogen, 1 of oxygen.
That's a 3. And its structure is a tetrahedron,
yes,
which is a 4-sided equilateral triangular structure. So 3 triangles.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm sorry, 4 triangles. 4 triangles is 12. 1 plus 2 is 3.
Again, yes. It's phenomenal. And these numbers are everywhere.
Yep.
They're everywhere.
They are. It's the signature. This is what Marco wrote. And if you ever get a chance to interview the mathematical genius named Marco Rodin, you would love it because of all of your background in music and what you're researching. He's the guy that came up with the mathematical matrix of the universe, and just so happened, you know, I mean, the creator is so magnificent. I had no idea what this man had discovered. He ended up coming, being invited by a third party to the health retreat that we have in Hawaii and presenting his work, and I'm there sitting in, literally in a living room sofa watching him discuss this and post it on the board, and I'm looking at the numbers this guy's putting down. I'm going, holy smoke, that's the original musical scale we just discovered in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Synchronicity.
Yes, it's everywhere.
Beautiful.
Well, the concept that I was talking or alluding to is it can be demonstrated scientifically. Of course, I've talked to people who have heard this music that I've created. Really, you know, it's the Lord that's created it. I'm just...
It vibrates people to health, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I hear miraculous things all across the board.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be a physical problem.
Anything.
I have used it in hospitals for people who are in hospice. I have taken it to... I have a piece of music for lowering the body temperature, reducing inflammation, for example. And I use the color blue, and it's the tones that enhance the color blue. Actually put the color blue out into the air. Now, you can't see this, but you can feel it. And I had 10 physical therapists sitting in a semicircle listening to this music coming out of a little boombox. And I said, I'm not going to tell you what the music is and what it's supposed to do. I'd like your feedback on what you feel. They all said, they described some sensation of feeling cold. One said she felt like she was in on a little boat out at sea, and it was foggy, and she could feel a chill in the air. It was amazing. Every person agreed. And then I read the libretto, and I said, well, you listen to piece number 2, and this is representing blue light. And this music is intended to lower a fever, reduce inflammation, and I went through the whole list, and their jaws were just dropped, and they were just totally amazed.
Right. You know what we would really be a blessing to do is to put this knowledge that you have together, even on a screensaver. Imagine sitting back and just having a soft tone or music with the colors coming out that simply vibrate you to optimal health. I know a couple friends of mine have already started to do that kind of research, but I encourage you to do it too, and we'll publish it.
Okay. Well, you got a deal there.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, I just got an email from Reverend Roxy. She said, have a great show. You are the best. So, just popped in right now.
Oh, how nice. Yeah, well, email her back saying we love her, miss her, and next week she's going to be on.
Yes, she will be on next week.
Wonderful.
She's raring to go. She's got a lot of topics that she wants to cover. She sends her love and her greetings to all of her regular listening audience, and she hopes that we didn't scare them away. In her
I'm sure we did.
I threw that in. That's a joke.
Yeah, you're so scary, Don.
There are just a lot of things. I've enjoyed these past 4 weeks with you. And actually, we've been on, 5 shows together in the past 5 weeks.
Yeah, it's been great. Well, I love you. I love you. I love your work, and I love listening to you. There's always something excellent that you're covering.
Well, you know, we're all doing our part. You know, this is like pieces of a puzzle. I don't have all the answers. Maybe you don't, and maybe none of us do, but when we come together as one, we can put the whole story together and figure out what's going on. And we will be doing more of that, all of us.
Yeah. Give folks information about your show.
Okay. Well, my show is called Evident Footprints. It's on Monday through Friday at 10 p.m. Pacific time on bbsradio.com, this station that you're listening to right now, Station 1. And I have... all kinds of wonderful researchers like Dr. Horowitz, authors like Dr. Horowitz, musicians like Dr. Horowitz, artists, and even political figures, some very, very well-known people.
I'm glad you didn't say like Dr. Horowitz.
Some not so well-known like Dr. Horowitz.
And, I don't want anything to do with the politics.
Some up-and-coming people that have some really, really profound messages. There are some people that have figured it out, and they will be on my show in upcoming days. And then I'm going to be releasing some music, and yes, we you and I need to talk business first. But
I'll call me tomorrow.
I will.
Okay.
I will. But we're going to go ahead and do this. This is going to happen.
It is going to. It's happening already.
Yes. And so my show is also accessible. If you want to take a look at the schedule, you can go to my website, directlightproductions.com. The Lord told me that when all the truth comes out, everything will come out in direct light.
Beautiful.
And so I named the website after what he had told me.
Beautiful.
And you can go to there, and I've got archives up under Evident Footprints podcast. There is some music there. There's going to be a lot more music there. I've got videos. I've got my newspaper articles. Many, many news items that folks like yourself, Dr. Horowitz, publish. And also, I've got tremendous archives, documents, some government documents, commentary on documents. You can spend months on my website now and read quite a bit and not keep up with everything that I've put up there. It's nowhere near where I would like it to be, but it's growing as time permits, and as you know, good people like yourself and many fine researchers send me things that I feel should go up there. It's becoming a valuable resource of information and truth.
All right, give that address again.
That's directlightproductions with an S .com. directlightproductions.com. And then, you know, there's a bio page there and some really interesting stuff. Even health stuff I've got up there on the site. I'm into Dr. Joe Mercola's.
Wonderful person. Great humanitarian and terrific physician.
Yes. Links page, I've got a books page up there. It's turning out into something good. And I just got Ron Paul Flags as a sponsor.
That's great.
So I'm going to be producing some commercials for them, for Chris Johnson. Wonderful man. He's got some great things coming, too. Yeah, very interesting things. So thank you for letting me put that plug in there.
Oh, my pleasure. All right, listen, I think I've got an appointment I got to keep. So I'm going to sign off. I think it's the end of the hour anyway.
Yes, we're about at the end of the show. We got a late start, but we won't blame that on Don. Anyway,
that's right. Blame it on.
We have to thank Don Newsom for doing a wonderful job getting us on the air.
Right. He's not used to those dials. It's usually Seth's job.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's been a pleasure, and we want to thank you for listening to Mission Possible Radio on bbsradio.com. The regular host, Reverend Roxy Hampton, will return next Sunday. Don't miss the show. And hopefully I'll be blessed sometime and get to come back and pay you all a visit. And Dr. Horowitz, it's been a pleasure.
Same here. All right, brother. Be blessed. Talk to you tomorrow.
We'll talk tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.